His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio as we head into the weekend. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for clouds today, mid-70s. Cloudy, maybe a shower, lower 60s tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Afternoon showers, possibly a gusty thunderstorm, lower 70s. Showers and blustery on Sunday, around 60. And Monday, partly cloudy and brisk, around 60 degrees. A small plane crashed yesterday into the woods on a property along West Main Street in Canaan. The FAA is investigating the crash of what appeared to be a single-engine plane at about 5:22 yesterday afternoon. The plane crashed a few houses down from the turf runway in North Canaan. The unidentified pilot was the only occupant of the plane and was taken by North Canaan ambulance to Sherwood Hospital. A Lifestar helicopter was requested and responded to Sherwood Hospital. It wasn't known the pilot was flown to a different hospital on Thursday night. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating that crash. The unidentified pilot was the only occupant in the plane. And we've heard that the pilot is banged up, but is going to be all right. Hospital staff has expressed concerns over the closure of the maternity ward. Concerns about the looming closure of Sherwood Hospital's maternity ward brought to the attention of the Northwest Hills Council of Governments yesterday. Residents and some physicians wanted local officials to hear why they are opposed to such a move. A public meeting with hospital officials is planned for November 5th at Sherwood Town Hall. New Vance Health, which owns a network that includes Sherwood Hospital, announced last month a transformative plan that includes shuttering the maternity unit within the next 8 to 12 months. Northeast Fire District Fire Commissioner Chairman Stephen Value, Vice Chairman James Schultz, and Commissioners Joshua Schultz, Larry Selfridge Jr., and Jay Scasso spent the past 8 months sweating out details of how to ease the fortunate enough to receive life-saving services from all volunteer militant fire company, accepting the reality that within 3 to 5 years, they'll have to start paying for services. In 10 years, the fire company may be on an entirely paid force due to the lack of local volunteers. To prepare for that inevitable transition to an all-paid fire department, the fire district's 2022 proposed budget amounts to a 58% tax increase. The amount needed to be raised by taxes in the district in 2022 is $692,000. In 2021, that number was $4,222. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County, flu vaccine in Cornwall at the Cornwall Town Hall. That comes up from 11 until 2 p.m. Region 1 has their vaccination clinics for COVID-19 going on. The clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7. They'll offer all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as booster vaccinations for eligible populations. There'll be a public information meeting with a representative from Connecticut State Police Troop B. That is happening today. A report on speeding, parking, and noise and criminal activity concerns in Sharon, including Hilltop, Sharon Station, and Williams Road. That meeting is scheduled for today at Veterans Field Pavilion starting at 3 p.m. The Amenia Lions will be hosting the Hometown Heroes banner unveiling and dedication ceremony. That is going to be happening at the M&T Bank Foundation at the Center of Amenia. Speakers will include Lion Wayne Uverard to give the Veterans Prayer. Aaron Howard, Marine, will lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Adam Roche, Dutchess Veterans Director, will be on hand to speak on behalf of Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Emily Nye from Silo Ridge will say a few words via the AWCO in Silo Ridge. And then the Lions Club President will say a few words on behalf of the Amenia Lions Club to close out the ceremony. That happens tomorrow at 10 a.m. Children's author will be at The Dig tomorrow, located at 3 Main Street in Millerton. Local children and their families invited to stop by to enjoy all kinds of pumpkin goodness and visit with the children's author, Stephen Savage, author of the book, Seven Orange Pumpkins. He'll be at The Dig from 1 till 4 that afternoon. The history of signature quilts will be the topic of a presentation by Marge Smith at Kent Memorial Library Reading Room. That happens Sunday at 3 p.m. at 32 North Main Street. The program is free and open to the public. Masks are required inside the library. The bird seed sale going on at Sharon Audubon through the 16th. 20% off the regular seed prices if you pre-order. You'll pick up at the Sharon Audubon Center on November 13th between 10 and 1 p.m. or by appointment November 15th through the 19th. Orders and payment can be mailed or made online at audubonct.doublenot.com. Columbia County Libraries will participate in the Great Give Back. All donations will assist cancer patients. Items can be dropped off until October 16th at the following locations, including Chatham, Claverick, Germantown, Hillsdale, Hudson, Kinderhook, Livingston, New Lebanon, North Chatham, Philmont, and Valencia. The complete list of items needed can be found by logging on to rojanlibrary.org. Clayway Studio Tour is coming up live in-person event. 9 local potters, ceramic artists, and their guests hosting the 5th annual Clayway Studio Tour in Litchfield County and nearby Dutchess County, October 16th and 17th from 10 until 5 p.m. 19 artists showing their work among Area 9 studios. By the way, it'll take place rain or shine, much of it outdoors if the weather is good. COVID-safe protocols will be followed as recommended by state guidelines. Examples of the artist's work and printable map can be found at clayway.net. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,912.56, the NASDAQ at 14,823.43, and the S&P 500 at 4438.26. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.